All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we lift your name on high, and we shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of kings and to the Lord of lords. Lord, you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God, and Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the precious blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, O God, that you have not left us alone. We thank you, Father, that by your stripes we'll heal. We thank you for your healing power, the healing anointing of the Holy Ghost to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. Lord, bless us with your presence and your power. Lord God of Israel, I pray that you will pour out your anointing to break yokes, to destroy the kingdom of darkness, uproot, tear down, and destroy and scatter the camp of the enemy. O Lord God of Israel, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. Lord, release your angels, your warring angels, to push back the forces of darkness over this region. We bind up the spirit of witchcraft and perversion and unbelief in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, pour out your anointing. Lord God, send a refreshing to your people that they will be refreshed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord God of Israel, move in a way that we haven't seen you move. Lord, open up doors, pour out blessings in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I ask that you will grant healings, that you will grant deliverance in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for healing liver cancer being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I thank you for head trauma being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I thank you for those that need a financial blessing. Lord God, pour out the financial blessing. Lord, let the miracle manifest itself. Those that need new jobs, need promotions, Lord God, open up the doors and give them favor that they might receive the blessing of the Lord. Now, Lord God, I thank you. And I give you praise and I give you glory and honor. I ask that you will bless the teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and I am grateful and thankful for the opportunity and the privilege to be here with you on the airwaves. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days, perilous times. The return of Yeshua, Jesus, is imminent. We must be steadfast and be vigilant in our prayers and our supplication as we are praying and seeking the face of God, because we are living in peril. There is so much evil and wickedness in the world, and saints, we should be stirred to pray. When we see what's happening and taking place and what's going on in our country and the things that are going on in the streets, Lord God, we need to say, Lord, we need you to move. Lord, we need you to show up and bring revival to the land. We need revival in the United States of America. We need revival in the congregations and the churches as we look and see all of the wickedness that is taking place. We need to be praying for the upcoming election as well, that the enemy will not wreak havoc during that process and that time. And we need to be praying, saints. We need to be praying that the will of the Lord be done. You know, we serve a mighty God, and God is good. God has been good to us, and we have a reason to praise him and magnify his name, because the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. You know, we're in this series, The Prison Doors Are Open, What Are You Waiting For? And it seems as though many are in the body, because of the man-centered gospel that has been preached, believers are not walking in the liberty and the freedom that they have in Christ Jesus and should have in Christ Jesus. God wants to move. And God, in order for God to move, he's going to use the people that are walking in liberty and freedom in Christ. There is so much bondage and captivity in the body of Christ. People have no idea that they can be free, literally free. The church has become a socialized club where people go to be entertained and saying, instead of meeting with God. When you come to worship, it is to meet with God. It is to give him praise. It is to give him glory. It is to give him honor. It is to be in his presence that you would have an encounter with the one and true and living God. And when you come out of that encounter with God, your life has changed. Every word that is preached, every sermon that is delivered so that you are encouraged in the faith, and it should stir you to draw closer to God because you love God and you have a desire to serve him, a desire to know him. When he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us from the hand of the enemy. It was to break the yoke of oppression and depression and anxiety. Everything that God did was because he loved us. God even gave us the example when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage. And he demonstrated his power by how he did it. And he did it with a miraculous hand by showing the signs and the wonders and the deliverances and all the things that took place, because he wanted them to know and the world to know, first and foremost, I am God and beside me there is no other. When we get to the place that we begin to recognize and understand that our Heavenly Father, he's our Heavenly Father, and when you accepted Yeshua, Jesus Christ, as Lord, and you invited him into your life, you are now a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he is your Heavenly Father. All of the epistles that the Apostle Paul wrote were to equip us, because we have to be equipped. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are entering into the army of the Lord. And the enemy is going to come after you as he's never come before, because you have a desire to serve him and to seek him. You've heard me say several times that when you begin to pray and press into your relationship with the Lord, all hell is going to break loose. Because before you were serving Christ, you were serving Satan. And when you break that that covenant with him, he unleashes the hell on you to try to bring you back into captivity. Now, we need to recognize and understand that the God we serve is greater. Satan is a created being. He is beneath God. The kingdom of darkness is not, there's not even a comparison when it comes to power. Remember, Satan is a created being. God is the one who sits on the throne. He is the sovereign God. Satan can only be at one place at one time. God is everywhere. And we need to recognize that when you're going through trials and tribulations and you're struggling and you cry out to God, there are promises in the word that God says, I will deliver you. I will be with you. Particularly Psalms 91, the psalm of protection and covering, and showing you that as you are abiding and dwelling into the secret place of the Most High, the Lord God Almighty will cover you with his feathers, with his shadow. And so we got to begin to walk in that and recognize who we are in the kingdom of God. Too many believers still don't know that liberty that we have in Christ Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Too many have believed the lies of Satan and his kingdom. You can be free. You can be free no matter what your struggle, no matter what you're struggling to overcome. You can be free in Christ Jesus. You can be forgiven. Many people feel as though that they've committed the unpardonable sin. They feel like, I am so bad. I'm such a bad person. You know, I'm going to tell you that the enemy will bring condemnation on you. And when you mess up and make a mistake, we serve a forgiving God. And the enemy will condemn you, even to the point of oppression and depression, to where you can't function. But recognizing the fact that when Yeshua, Jesus, died on the cross at Calvary, it made a way in a provision, because now he is our high priest. He is seated at the right hand of God. He is interceding for us. And if Christ is interceding for us, there can be no failure in your walk with God. You just have to learn to yield and to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and allow him to be Lord over your life. You can be healed. You can be restored. You can be whatever the Lord God Almighty desires you to be. It tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's go there. You're listening straight from his word. I pray, saints, that you'll be blessed by this teaching. You know, as I'm still on the air right now, just praying that the Lord's will be done as I try to deliver the word, as I've been on the radio. And it's all about equipping the saints. It's not about me and I think I'm way past that point. I will probably never be popular. Never wanted to be. I just wanted to do the will of the Lord. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm on the radio. And that's why the program is called Straight from His Word. That's why I give you chapter and verse so that you can see what the Word of God says. Because as you see what the Word of God says, then you know. Oh my God. You know, you know, they call this program Straight from His Word. And I was going to take you to one verse, but I think I need to read, starting in verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 7. It says, but if the ministration of death was written, matter of fact, we're going to go to number 1, chapter 1, verse 1. I'm sorry, saints. The Holy Spirit is checking me right now. He said, don't try to cut him short. Read the whole passage of Scripture. Amen. Well, that's exactly what we're going to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 says, do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we some others epistles of commandments to you, or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistles written on our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the new covenant, or the new testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death written and engraven in stones, and glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed glory. For even that which was made glorious and had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face. Excuse me, saints. That put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look into the end. That was exact. Now, you know, in Exodus, when Moses spent time, 40 days, 40 nights in the presence of God and the glory of God. And when he came down, his face was glowing and shining so bright that the people could not look on the face of Moses because he spent time in that place. But their minds were blinded, for unto this day remaineth the same veil untaken away by the reading of the Old Testament, which is veil is done in the reading of Christ, because people's hearts are hard. And when you are presenting and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in its purity, with no sugar added, people are going to have a hard time receiving. As a matter of fact, they're going to reject it. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, verse 17 was the verse I wanted you to get to and to see. It says, now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we withal with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even thy Spirit of the Lord. Now see, recognizing the fact that the glory of the Lord is powerful. The glory of the Lord is powerful. And when you as a believer, as a child of God, son of God, daughter of the Most High God, when you spend time in the presence in the secret place, his glory will rest upon you. And you begin to walk in liberty and freedom. The things that had bound you up to where you did not have ability to pray, to study his word, to walk in confidence and walk in boldness, to where you were struggling. You were just struggling to survive. And when you recognize that the God that I serve, my Heavenly Father, He is a God of restoration. He is a God of deliverance. He is a God of healing. And I want to get to the place in Christ. And I want every believer to get to the place in Christ that they are experiencing not only God's glory, but the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. That we are free from past hurts and traumas. And we're walking in liberty. So many people, and particularly young people, are bound up from traumas that they have experienced in the past. And many struggle with unforgiveness and bitterness by the things that they experienced when they were growing up. But when you accept Christ, it's a new season. You have a new beginning. It is a new season for you to walk in liberty in Christ Jesus. Now, recognizing, understanding that we are involved in a spiritual conflict, we are involved in a spiritual war. And then when the enemy comes, he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. What can I do to make this person's life miserable? Because I want them to fall away from God. I want them to doubt God. What can I do? You see, and recognizing the fact that then he will attack your family members. He will attack your relationships. If you're married, he's going to attack that. On your job, he's going to have your coworkers, your colleagues lie on you and betray you and do all types of things. He's going to mess with your money the way your money is funny. And you're constantly looking to God. You're constantly crying out. And then even to the point to where the demons will come and say, where is your God? Where is he? Why are you trusting in him? Why do you believe what his word says? Because the enemy wants to sow the seed of doubt. And as he sows the seed of doubt, then you walk into unbelief. And then when you're walking in those places, then the spirit of oppression and depression comes. Now you are in bondage. You don't have freedom to praise and worship Christ. And you know what's so sad about it? In some denominations, they don't believe in praying music. They don't believe in you lifting up your hands and praising God. They just want you to sit there looking all stoic. Saints, I'm going to tell you, it's loud in heaven. There's music, there's praise and worship going on. We got to get it together. We got to recognize that we're free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed according to the word of God. We got to get to the place that we can embrace that truth that God has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. The power of sin has been broken over our lives and we have a liberty in Christ Jesus. Go with me to Galatians chapter 1. You're listening to straight from his word. Hallelujah. Saints, I be trying. I'm just trying to, you know, do my part, you know, here in the kingdom of God so that when it's all said and done, all will be well with you. You will know how to fight. You will know how to praise. You will know how to worship. You know, it's like God is really put it on my heart to talk about the equipping. And when you look at a lot of the teaching is man-centered instead of Christ-centered, there's not a lot of equipping. How do you fight? I'm going to tell you something. The spiritual world, the spiritual realm, is real. And a lot of time, what's happening, saints, is that what has happened in the spiritual realm will eventually manifest in the natural realm. And we have to learn to engage by the power of the Holy Spirit and recognizing what we are up against. Here, Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Once again, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In other words, when God brings you out, don't go back. And I'll share the story. I was years ago, I was a member of this huge contemporary church here in Seattle. And the pastor got up and said, "It's okay if you go out and drink. It's okay if you do drugs. God will forgive you." He says, "It's okay." And saints, when he said that, I said, "Oh, I can go out to the club." And I remember my mother was upstairs. And I said, "Oh, okay, well, I think I might need to go out and get me a little drink." And I heard the voice. It was the audible voice says, "You can't go back." I looked around. I said, "Mom, did you hear that?" He says, "You can't go back." Because once the pastor had basically given me permission, I said, "Oh, well, let me go ahead and do my thing then. If the pastor says it's okay, it's okay." But the Lord spoke and says, "You can't go back." And it was at that moment I realized going back would cause me to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And when Christ set me free from alcohol, then I was going to be free. Saints, the God that we serve wants us to walk in liberty. He wants us to walk in freedom. He wants us to be free. He wants to have a relationship with us. And that's why it is an imperative that we yield and surrender our hearts and will to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And for those of you that have not accepted Christ, you can say, "Repent, Lord, forgive. Forgive me for my sins and my transgressions. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Lord, be my Lord, be my Savior. I believe that you are now seated, you're risen, and you're seated at the right hand of the Father. And I want you to be Lord over my life because you paid the penalty for my sins. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. And now I am walking in the freedom and liberty that you obtained for me when you laid down your life and you gave it up for me." Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers that the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel. And know Jesus, Yeshua, is Lord and his return imminent. Once again, pray that the will of God will be done in your life and the lives of others, knowing that Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.